Let us pray. Keep awake throughout Advent and always. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Make yourselves comfortable. I won't keep you too long. So good morning, Emmanuel LaGrange. Good morning to all of you. It's so good to see each and every one of you. I had the pleasure of meeting with your clergy and vestry last Tuesday night. Some of you might already know that, but I had a great time with them. You are a parish that clearly loves each other and supports one another. Further, your clergy are beloved, and you pride yourselves on having part-time leaders as they are doing wonderful work in the world while leading here successfully at the church. Congratulations for that. That's really wonderful. So, thank you, Dave. Oh, there you are. And Kate, and also Bill, who's helping me today. I just have a little personal thing, a personal shadow. Dave is awesome, but Kate and I go way back. See, Kate was on the search committee, and although she doesn't, well, she knows now because I told her this morning I would embarrass her, but Kate served on the search committee, and there was a little thing she did, which was to send out postcards to people in our church nationwide and say, consider applying. Now, I'll admit, I wasn't all that hip about that at first, but that postcard really changed my life. And I carried it around and prayed over it. And see what happened? Here I am. So thank you, Kate, for daring to do the E-word, evangelism. It really worked, it did. Thank you for that. And so not only Kate has an impact on us, but I dare say that you all have an impact on other people. Unknowingly, you might not think so, but I guarantee that you impact other things. And so, dear Emmanuel LaGrange, know that what you do today deeply affects those who are around you by the power of the Holy Spirit. But more on that a little later. Now, also, I am so happy you are widening your circle by confirming 6 people today and 2 being received. That's amazing. That's really, give them a hand, please. It really matters. Okay, I have to shut up on Siri. She's talking. And I haven't invited it, so let me shut her up. Okay, here we are. So, indeed, today is the first day of the Christian year and the first day of a very important season in the Christian calendar, Advent. And as you can tell by that Advent wreath right there, you know that we've changed already. Indeed, having confirmations and receptions today is really outstanding. As Christians, it is a time to make a new start and a meditative time, not Lent. Everyone in the whole world knows that we go in during Lent, but indeed, it's a countercultural time for New Year's resolutions, for new goals, and for new responses to a serious spiritual introspection. So don't get mad at someone when they say, Happy New Year! They're right. It is a new year. So indeed, it's an incredible time to be confirmed and received. And also, it's a mark year in our Episcopal calendar. So don't be surprised when we hear all these gospel lessons from Mark. Mark is really interesting. I like him, really. Because I enjoy that Mark gets to the point. He does. And so he's an evangelist who uses the word euthus. That's Greek. You learn that in seminary. But more importantly, you find out that it means immediately. And I like that. And so telling a story with immediacy and intention is really important to Mark. So today is no exception. Today's gospel reading is apocalyptic. Who likes apocalyptic stuff? I don't. I can't watch it normally, but I'm preaching from it because it matters. And it wouldn't be here if it didn't matter. And so Jesus is really foretelling what he sees as the end time. Yes, it's dark and scary, and meant to elicit fear and trembling immediately. Indeed, Jesus is sharing some jarring things, my friends. He means to shake up his listeners. And the apocalyptic genre is about, by definition, the end times. And so, he shares this to really get their attention. It got mine, I tell you that. But this talk of sun and moon and darkness and stars falling is followed by Jesus' promise to gather up his elect from all over the world and from heaven. And Jesus reminds all of us that he is with us yesterday, today, and into the future, and most important, always. Truly, if we follow Christ, he is with us, always. Further, Jesus is telling us to stop saying, we know when he will come again in great power and glory. Have you all seen those people who do that? They're full of it. They don't know. If Jesus and the angels don't know when Jesus is coming, they don't know either. Indeed, we should not care about when Jesus is coming. Jesus says it doesn't matter when there'll be things. He gives us signs, though, and the fig tree is an example. When the fig tree gets tender, then it's a foreshadowing of Jesus' imminent return and his presence with us in power and glory. Therefore, we should always, always be about the work of God. Now, although we don't know when Jesus will return, we know that he will return at any time. And in the meantime, we have to get about the work of God. That's our job. God has given each of us, and I mean each one of us, a job to do. God has called each of us to see to the work of God and to do so dutifully until Jesus returns to us. Now, I don't know what God has called you to do. That's for you to find out. As I say, work out your own salvation, all that. But I have gotten a few hints of what God has called me to do and for me to be about. And so through prayer and experience, and frankly, sometimes trying to make sense out of things that don't make any sense, I've learned a few things. Moreover, I bet that God has whispered, if not told you more emphatically, what God wants you to do for God's world. The great thing about Advent, though, is that we have a time as Christians set aside in the calendar of the Episcopal Church to really think about what God expects of us. And moreover, and according to Mark, to get to it immediately. Indeed, that's what is meant by the term keep awake. That's what it means. It's countercultural. And during this time of decorating and shopping and singing Santa songs, y'all know about that, huh? It started in October, much to my chagrin. But Jesus is also asking us to think about our souls, huh? Indeed, what is God calling us to do is the primary question to all of us and the primary goal, really, of all that we ought to be doing. Not what gift we are getting for Sally. I know some people are worried about that. Don't worry. But how is your soul? As one of my mentors used to say to me all the time in his greetings, how is your soul? How's your soul? Are we conformed to the expectations of this world, or are we transformed by the renewing of our minds? At least that's what it says in Romans 12, and I follow it during Advent and beyond. So keep awake reminds each of us to be about the work of God at this very beginning of Advent, as well as through Fourth Advent. And don't be surprised when Fourth Advent and Christmas do this, because Fourth Advent is Christmas Eve this year. So when we are about God's work, we'll be ready for that Fourth Advent and for Christ in our world, even as we celebrate Christ's coming as a baby. Today, we are being challenged to be woke, or said differently, the way Jesus said it, to keep awake, not just today, but always. Indeed, I'm really impressed with you, Emmanuel LaGrange. You all know how to take care of one another. And when I met last Tuesday night with your leadership, person after person testified to how you were loved during some of the most difficult times in people's lives. Do you all know about that? Have you all been there for each other during some terrible times? I heard about you. And that's wonderful. But as my motto goes in our diocese, lead with love, you all have that down pat. You really do. And that's your superpower. Cling to it. However, I also heard several people say you had to get bigger. You needed more people. You need to expand and make sure that people who are here get involved. So I wonder how you are being called by God to draw the circle wide. Indeed, how can you invite new people into ministry and ask people to join you in this wonderful community of faith? Are there people out there who need you, who want you, but are unsure or frightened about how to enter in? It's up to you, dear friends, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to draw that circle wide and give people greater authority and greater responsibilities, even when they don't fit what you would think would be the way they go forward. Whether or not they're the people you have in mind, don't hesitate to ask. So today you're blessed to have 6 confirmands and 2 people being received. Might there be more? There might be. God beckons us to be countercultural. And what is it that God requires of us now, today, and in the future? So, dear friends, keep awake. God is waiting on all of us. Amen.